Blog Talk Radio.
I thank it for me. Yes, I am. Ring bang dana dang dana da. That is a revolution. Yeah. I'm on fight of revolution. A revolution, yeah. Rasta tight up that revolution, yeah. Dang-da-da-da, check it. Some corporate people down from out and them a make big speech. But poor people the food not reach. I'm enough to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feel the heat. Red concrete. Why, oh, it's red country. Why, you know, they get so part of town, you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to say let alone. If you ditch the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with stone. Why, so a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution, coming in a Babylon. A revolution, yeah. A hot revolution. Ring bang da da ding, bang da da ding. Head of government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, young your son, I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't swell. For no more big speech, time to come action. Crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of suffering, son. There's got to be a revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, wriggling in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang da da dang, dang da da dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but poor mongers, idol worshippers, them assassins. Yo, you better come down off of your pumpkin gripe. Stop taking poor people for a joyride. Cause all your teeth is to divide and rule. And I use the people then with your political tool. Just fool. Sure. Cause a revolution, yeah. If we're going to see the revolution, ring dang da da ding, dang da da ding. A revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, ding da dang da dang da dang. No matter how them a come out and a kidnap them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach. Cause I don't want to see them all a playing speech. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da. A revolution.
Greetings and welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. I just really want to leave it like this open mic so people can go ahead and tell me what was bugging you today. We had something that bugged us today. It's always something to screw with your mind. Always something to go ahead and stop you in your damn tracks. Something stop you in your tracks and be like, oh, shit. I did things a little bit differently. I was a little bit disappointed today. I got criticized by an individual. I was like, wow, harsh criticism. But, hey, that's the way that person felt. person was 100% right, but didn't bother me. It was like water off my back. It just like off the duck's ass. It just flowed right off. And I'm still here, so. Still here. Some things that bug me today was more moronic things. This U.S. news with all the garbage. The invasion of Africa has begun again. More French troops. You know, they got rid of Gaddafi, which just would pave the way for them to come on in. Al-Qaeda's some bullshit. Terrorists. All that old lie about terrorists and all that old shit. Let's continue with that shit. And I heard a brother talking about, let me see if I get this right. All these bootlickers running around here saying, hey, look, we got to protect ourselves against the terrorists. You got to put that into context. Who's terrorizing who? I mean, every time you go here and you look at, like right now, you hear about the president of the United States sending more drone strikes. Wiping out a bunch of innocent folks. None of these bombs are ever accurate. But we only hear one-sided. Oh, it was a drone strike today and it knocked out 20 terrorists, leader of this and leader of that. When they going to go ahead and say, oops, no, that was wrong. That was some fucked up shit. They say, oh, they was, you know, they, I forgot the word they use for an accident or mistake. Collateral damage. All these innocent babies are collateral damage. One thing I try to tell people is, in order for these fuckers to justify their actions and justify their existence, they got to go ahead and create the other side. There's always a good versus evil with these people. I don't see them going ahead and unloading their bunch of missiles and bullets on a wedding. I just don't see how you can really overlook that and just you can justify your being by unloading bullets and missiles and cluster bombs and stuff on a funeral procession. Saying, hey, look, you're a ton down terrorist. I really want to go ahead and see some of these people here in this country go ahead and put their, all the ones that's calling for wars and going to war, and I didn't want to go against Iran. I always said, hey, if you're gonna be talking about going ahead to go to war, you should be the first one to go ahead and put on a uniform, and your kids should be right after that. You can't tell me that. Hey, look at. You can't tell me to make me accept that your kids are doing the best they can do right here in America. Why are you lobbing bombs over there killing innocent people? I show you how stupid that a lot of these people are here in this country, man. Just stupid. Ridiculous. Idiots. They just go along with it. Oh, the government said this. These are the terrorists. The news said this. These are terrorists. We always hear one side. You know, except for them phony ass tapes, them Bin Laden tapes, I don't believe that shit. I don't believe that shit at all. But I don't hear, well, what's his name? Zawahiri. He putting out videos and stuff, you know. I'm waiting to see him put out a video with some backup singers and some moves and stuff. And that's what I want to see him do. But he got some more videos. He put out some. I want to see some more videos of him. I just think it's overwhelmingly one-sided, lopsided. One side just telling the story, we got to get these terrorists and chase them down. Personally, I think it's the U.S. government terrorizing the people. They got you scared, you can't do this, you don't do that. Oh. Oh, my goodness. It's ridiculous. And it's just getting worse and worse every day. Fear, sex, sales, these things sell a lot to me. And lies support both of them. Constant lies. But people are lying for a purpose. Right now, people, biggest people calling for war, they're selling fear. Their purpose is to make money. Not to do nothing else, just to make money. Greed. I kept seeing that clip. What's the guy named? Michael Douglas, I think that's his name. Greed is good. Greed ain't good for black folks. They seem to go ahead and prey on other black folks. Greed good for white people, because they got a whole bunch of other people they can go ahead and continue to destroy. Destroy them and take their shit. But we got too many people here thinking about the next silly-ass TV program they can watch. Wow, did you see so-and-so and so? No, fuck, I don't look at that dumb-ass shit. I'm going to waste my time with that shit. I like to put my own programs out. I want to go ahead and see some of the slave revolt movies, some real ones. I had a conversation with a sister from the World African Diaspora Union today. She's going to be my guest on Thursday. She's running a chapter here in Illinois, and she's got some powerful stuff to bring to the table. Yeah, I was on another show listening to someone talk about, they played one clip, or they were mentioning it, I don't know, maybe I had my head down, I was engaged in some things, I was kind of working. They were talking about this movie, The Django. I don't go to movies, I'll get the bootleg in a minute, I always tell people support your local bootleggers. I don't care. You go in there and copy it and give it pass around, make a buck. I don't care. But that movie, Spike Lee's been criticizing it. You know, Spike Lee, I kind of agree with. They were saying Dick Gregory was going ahead and saying that Spike Lee is a punk and he needs to shut up. It's true. He ain't no thug. I guess they were saying he was a thug, but Spike Lee ain't no thug. He a punk. He a coward. Because he's had enough time to go ahead and put out something to really tell our story. But he let this white dude put out something else. I hope that motivated his ass to really put out some serious movies. He kind of put out some halfway decent movies, but They were talking, they were reflecting the times. Let's tell our story from our side. We're letting other people tell our damn story. That's our problem. We're letting others define us, making us look like fools and idiots. That we've always been here to entertain these inner people, these people, but now it just seems like we're just an endless purse to these people. We just to keep on buying their stuff. We can't build our own stuff. I disagree with that. It's not so much on what we used to do. It's what I see we can do now. I know we can do this. But that world, that sister from the world, African Diaspora Union, this group's been around for a long time. They're trying to pull some of these what do you call them? Paying profiteers. Pull them under one umbrella. And it's hard because you bombarded and overwhelmed by bullshit. Bullshit sales. Fear. Sex. Nonsense. All sales. Oh my goodness. When are you going to learn anything? Let me take a couple of minutes. I'll be back.
Look at you now.
Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you?
For what?
Curfew.
to the Chef Rob Show here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going over my thoughts a little bit. I just want to know when we're going to have those who want to stand up. Stop being a part of the problem. Always I want to hear some solutions. Constantly hear people bitching and moaning. But then on the other hand, when you hear some brothers doing shows or sisters doing things, try to bring a solution. People want to try to tear them down. Instead of listening, people want to go ahead and attack instead of going ahead and trying to hear what's going on. I don't think we need to go ahead and bring in some new stuff. We just need to build on what we already have, what's always been there. So we can make it. Like I said, I think we can go ahead and do a whole lot of stuff. And there's so many areas we can go ahead and concentrate on. So, too many areas. There's so much stuff that we need. I mean, it's oh, just don't know where you just got to begin. You just got to do something. Just stop shooting each other down and putting each other down. Stop trying to tear each other up. I mean, there's strength in numbers. Let's do this.
Yes, brother.
Greetings, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, brother. Yes. Yes, so I was just on another broadcast. What broadcast was on? Common Sense Conversation. And, you know, one of the sisters, she was talking about how about how we change color in different climates. That's some rubbish, man. And, you know, because she studies science, I must take in what she's saying. But that's just pseudoscience. Because there's no way that the climate can change your attributes, you know. Nature will make you devolve.
Wait a minute. Wait, back up. Is this before or after you were born?
This is what I'm trying to say. She's saying, well, when she goes, she stays in Chicago, and because they're very cold, and when she went back up to somewhere where it was hotter, I don't remember wherever area she is from. Maybe she's from Cali or something. When she went to Cali, I don't know. But she was in Chicago, and Chicago was very cold, and she went up to another area, and then she got darker. All of a sudden, she got darker, innit? They said that she looks very light. And I'm just saying, your tone will lighten, you know, due to the color, but that's because your body's cold.
Right.
That's all it is. You know, after you get some of that heat, you're going to get darker, but you're not going to recess into a white person. You can live for 1,000 years. You can only get darker in age, really.
You know what, man? I've heard that silly-ass shit, man, for a long time. Oh, I went over here, I got... And black folks are just real quick to go ahead and talk about their color, you know, like they're trying to be accepted by somebody. What is wrong with you? Just go ahead and deal with what you got and be happy. I mean, and think about this. That black skin is protecting your dumbass from skin cancer, you stupid fucker.
Yeah. But my point is that the weather, just because you live in the cold, you're not going to start go white all of a sudden. You could have 10 generations of kids, 20, 30, 50 generations of kids in Iceland or in Alaska, right? And as long as you keep on breeding with a black woman every time, a proper black woman, your kids will always come out black. You see? Look at the Eskimos, they change color. You understand? They're still Asian. You put them in the sun, all their body needs to do is warm up a little. And even in those conditions, they're still darker than the white man, you know. And if you put them in a nice warm climate as well, they get dark, you know, not dark as the black man, but you know, they could probably potentially be darker than the Chinese, the Indians, you know.
Well, wait.
Well, I can't say Indians because you got blue, black.
Not them. I'm talking about even with the Chinese. You got to go ahead and think about something, man. What I noticed when you got the Chinese that leave China and go to other areas, they usually really light. And if you go to Asia, China, and a lot of parts, man, you got some people over there who got some hue to them. Look like they got a little melanin in them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this is the only way in this day and age that you know African, right, is by the hair texture. But because we are ex-slaves, right, or we came over here by the boat, we got kidnapped or whatnot, and the white man were into breeding with us, some of us have a softer texture of hair now. Do you understand? But
yeah.
I'm saying the main criteria is the hair, because like I said, there's Chinese people, Indians who are darker than a lot of black people,
right?
But it doesn't mean that they're black. We, the real marker now in this day and age for us to be melanin, for us to be call ourselves black or so called black, Negro would be the hair texture. That's the telltale sign for me. You understand? I can't go by, I can't go by your skin color as much. The main thing is the hair texture. As long as your hair's growing to the sun, you got black in you. And all these, like, you can get the darkest Indian, right? But his hair's dead. His head's going straight to the ground. You understand?
Yeah, I'm here. I agree with you.
And, you know, you got Booker T. Coleman, and I respect his teachings, anyway, you know. But when it comes down to the race thing and saying that we went into colder climates and then we changed color because of the climate, that's rubbish. Because that would mean for us to recess. And I'm saying nature would not make you recess. For us to be white, that means now we're recessive. We're a white person, and under Mendelian law, that the darker was the dominant, and the lighter is the recessive. So what I'm saying is that the weather would never make you recess. Now people say, "Oh well, I've never heard the white man don't necessarily need." People can't really say that the white man's better adapted for the cold because of his skin color. He's just used to it. You know, if you went out in your, you know, it might be cold out in Chicago now. If you went out there in your shirt every day, I guarantee after a couple of weeks to a month, you'll get used to it. Your body will get used to it.
Right.
You understand? Like, if you keep on running up a hill, it'll be tiresome. If you kept on doing it for a year, I guarantee a year later, you'll be able to handle that hill much better than when you very first tried it. Yeah, like I said, that's the only situation where I would accept evolution. That's the only place where evolution is true, in the nature of we can run faster if we keep on trying it, you know, and stuff like that. You know, if we keep on touching something hot, we after a while we'll get used to it and we'll be able to handle touching hot things. Items like a lot of my grandmother, you're right, when she cooks, she can lift up the pot when it's very hot, where I can't touch that pot. You know, if I touch it, it burns me, but she can lift it up. Even though it's too hot.
Wait, wait, you see, you're giving them kitchen analogies. See, I'm a chef. I can identify with that somewhat.
Yeah, exactly. That's evolution. That's
right.
True evolution. You understand? That is true
right.
Evolution. The evolution that people are saying about how black folk got lighter in colder climates, that's rubbish. And the white man ain't even from us anyway. They got Neanderthal.
Let me look at it this way. You don't think that the cold climate, along with all the other shit in the air, has something that can go ahead and change your skin tone?
No. Unless they're putting bleach inside the chemtrails. Skin bleaching in the chemtrail. That's the only way.
Let me bring this brother on real quick. Brother Ken, you there?
I'm on. How y'all doing, brothers?
Highly blessed, Brother King. I mean,
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Highly peace. Not highly blessed. Highly peace.
Highly peace. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Likewise, I'm absolutely sure. Listen, I was just listening to the topic. And, you know, I in some ways, I absolutely agree. You know, as the brother said, it's rubbish. You know, I mean, just to use your phraseology, and it's true. It's true. Geographically, it doesn't really matter because we are of all hues and all colors, no matter what continent we take over. We are absolutely, you know, not necessarily held down by melanin. I will tell you, having gone, you know, in the military or whatever, or even afterwards, you know, living overseas and stuff. I'm here to tell you, there are so many black and brown people of all nationalities, and, you know, you can never tell, you know. You really cannot tell who's geographically where you come from just by the tone of their skin. Yes, exactly.
It's the hair. I think it has to go by hair texture in this day and age.
Well, what you have to also understand, as I've said on a couple of occasions, that over the last 20 years, the preservatives and the additives that have been added to a formula for infants has also determined growth and melanin and skin tone. And that's worldwide, you know, as again.
Growth. I understand growth. I can accept growth. But I don't know.
I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. 25 years ago, a 13-year-old girl looked like a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, yes, yes.
25 years later, you know, they have 13-year-old girls looking like 25-year-old girls.
Wait a minute, hold on. Maybe 25 years ago, that hey, look, you really wasn't doing that survey. Maybe 50 years ago, it was the same thing.
Of course.
I could say the absence of regulation and these chemical companies being, you know, having a vested interest in making sure that they sell these preservatives and additives in the food has changed not only the DNA, I mean the basic structure of how a child is reared, but you're talking about hair. You know, now I have been engaging in projects with, as the example that you used, brother, was Indian people. There are some Indian people that are darker than most African people.
Yes.
All right? And then I've seen African people with straight hair. You know, I have seen
with Arab. That's the Arab mix. Any African that you see out there that has got that straight hair are mixed with Arab.
So what is an Arab?
Okay.
Arab or Indian or Asian.
What is an Arab?
White man, really. It's just a darker toned Caucasian. A bronze tone.
I'm just saying, the only point I'm trying to make is, gentlemen, as we go forth in time and as we move forward, because of the all of the races mixing with the Asiatic original black man, I mean, I think that it will be harder to distinguish as time goes on, geographically, where someone is from, based on what you're talking about.
If you're stuck on color, yes. But I'm saying...
Well, now, if you're... Exactly. Or texture of hair, you know, or facial features.
I said the best guide for you to know if one's an African or one is of the Negroid race is their hair would be growing to the sun, would go up rather than just sit and die, just drop to the side. You understand? That's
I see what you're saying.
That's how I can tell African. I can always still tell. Not by the complexion, but like I said, by the hair. If the hair's growing to the sun. Our hair goes to the sun, naturally. The white man and the Indian man and all the other races, their hair drops. Their hair's dead.
So how do they get color? Because you got some people who got red hair, natural red hair. I don't trust anybody mm-hmm. who, I think a lot, some of them.
No, it's not even, I wouldn't even say skin, hair color, neither. I mean, because, you know, you've got some blacks who've got, red or brown hair. You see what I'm saying? But that's the
thing. Well, I got to ask this question just to expound on what Rob just said. Rob, you just said you don't really trust, and that was a phrase you don't really trust a red-headed African-American person or red-headed anyone.
They trust, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't really trust people who got blonde hair, and I don't mean them as the person. I mean, what I'm saying is I don't really trust.
You're talking about a characteristic of a physical characteristic.
I think a lot of that's been bleached. And some people, and you know some people now, they go ahead and change the texture of their kids' hair, especially for black folks.
Well, it's just that as we're discussing, you know, race and melt, it's just that what I'm saying, and this kind of goes to my original point, that we come in all textures, shapes, and hues. You know, so when you say, there could be a very, very dark skin African with blonde or red hair. What I'm saying is we've mixed for so long, and with that plus the chemicals that have been placed in our bodies and our children's bodies, and, you know, it's hard to distinguish because the characteristics have been watered down.
No, but
you just can't tell.
I don't think that the chemicals that they've got in the food are messing with our hair texture. I don't think that.
Yeah, well, it decreases the original strength. The original strength.
What increases the original strength? What do you mean?
Okay, for an example, if you are pregnant with a baby, you know, you're a woman pregnant with a baby, and for your entire pregnancy, you need all natural things with no preservatives, no additives, and no chemicals, you have a better chance of having a child that has a stronger characteristic, physical characteristic. But because you have a couple of generations deep into this misuse of preservatives and unregulated things that are being placed in our children's food, and, you know, things that we consume ourselves, our bloodline has been thicked out.
I would say that more causes a problem with like autism. Because a lot of the black people's children nowadays are coming out autistic. I would blame the food for that. I wouldn't blame the food for the hair texture, because that just goes down in generation, you know, of who the mother and father are, you know. If the mother's got straight hair and the dad's got an afro hair, you know, textured hair. Now, I wouldn't say that the chemicals in the food are doing that. I say the chemicals in the food are definitely messing with our brain, yeah, making us addicted to the wrong foods, right? And it's making us grow quicker. I agree with all of that. I don't agree with it messing with...
Hold on. I was trying to find that article I had while you were mentioning certain things about preservatives and additives and stuff. I seen something saying that, hey, actually, especially for black people, they're actually getting shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else. I saw something else a while back where it said, hey, look, now this one, let me see if I got this right. I'm trying to remember it. It was the, for African-born black, the gene pool was over, there's like 300 to 400 different genes. For us, it's around about 150 to maybe 170. But for Europeans, for whites, it's between, I think between 15 and 60. I think it's like maybe 30 to 50, I believe it was. So with all them different genes, we can go ahead and adapt to these different hair colors, eye colors, and shades of this and that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, the blue eye, the brown eye, the hazel eye, and the green eyes are more recessive. Those eye colors concentrations are recessive eye concentrations. They can't look out in the sun too hot, too long. That's why you get a lot of white folk. When they wear sunglasses, right, family, they're wearing sunglasses because they have to wear sunglasses. We wear sunglasses for a fashion. You understand?
I don't really agree.
Does not allow
them to.
The
Lords have eye issues.
Who?
Sensitivity.
Who?
I liken it to the food and the chemicals that we've been consuming for the last 30, 40 years.
No, no, you could definitely blame that on the food. I don't think you can blame the food for changing black folks' color to a lighter, a more recessive color.
Well, vitiligo, that skin disease, you know, the I think that's what it's called, the vitiligo, is the one that the entertainer, I think Michael Jackson said he contracted. Well, at first I never knew about it until then. But I'll tell you, recently, baseball player Sammy Sosa, Dominican gentleman, has come back. He looks like he's been bleached.
He has been bleached. He admitted it. He knows it. Everybody knows it. He did bleach his skin.
But that's more of an inherited disease. You know, that's more of like a...
Well, we make ourselves susceptible to inherited diseases like that when we weaken our immune system and weaken immune systems to the fetuses.
You just don't
know what's going to come out.
This shade of brown I got goes ahead and it helps protect me a whole lot from the sun and skin cancer. We got some black folks that go ahead and have you can get skin cancer and stuff. Look at Mr. T. He got some skin cancer and shit. But and that's a unique thing there. But most of us, we don't get skin cancers. They don't be telling us go ahead. They'll tell you go ahead and put some stuff on to protect your skin from skin burn and all that. From
right.
Sunburn.
The SPF.
Yeah, but a lot of us don't really get skin cancer.
It may not have necessarily been because he was out in the sun too long. It could have been.
No, I just think that we weakened our immune systems, and every generation gets a little weaker, a little bit more susceptible to cancer or vitiligo or whatever's out there. You know, our immune systems aren't as strong.
No doubt, and that's definitely due to the food, because the food that we're getting out here is not real. Now, black folk, because we are natural, we are nature. We are melanated beings. We should be eating foods with color.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, I agree.
You see, and
I
that's
agree.
The problem. You know, when because of these things, you gotta understand, natural food is better for us. When you're
for
white,
us, yes.
Yeah, as a white person, you can eat all these synthetic foods. As a black person, it does more harm to us to eat these synthetic foods.
Especially with hypertension and blood pressure and inherent things have gotten worse.
And remember, we are absorbers. The water absorbs into our skin. White folks are greasy people, and water kind of doesn't really go inside their body doesn't absorb water like a black man's skin absorbs water. You put water on your skin and you see that absorb right up in your skin within seconds. That's why we have to cream our skin. White folks don't have to cream their skin because they don't get that dry feeling. some people say, well, white folks don't cream their skin because they're nasty. No, their skin would be too greasy. If they want to put creams on their skin, or Vaseline, it would just be pointless because their skin's already greasy. We don't feel it. If you get up in the morning, you have your shower or your bath, and you don't cream your skin, you're going to feel funny all day. And our skin dries up.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
And sometimes I have my little bottle of cream in my pocket just to re-cream up my skin again. You understand? My hands. If I go and wash my hands, I have to cream my hands afterwards.
Because you're washing all them natural oils off. And this one doctor told me one time, that don't, you know, said, really? It was a veterinarian, really. He was saying, hey, look, you shouldn't wash your dog all the time. You should keep the dog in the house. You shouldn't, because the way it is with these animals is they got a natural protection, and it's good for them for what is that, man? And with us, he was trying to tell me that hey, we shouldn't wash as much because you wash too much of we scrub off too much of those natural oils and stuff on our skin. That's protected.
Well, hear this now, yeah. I will only agree with that up to this fact is that the water that we're bathing in is dirty, and because our skin absorbs everything, right? It absorbs water and stuff like that. That's why I would say, you know, the water is dirty. If you got a shower, then there wouldn't be a proper shower that filters the crap. So you can get a further filter put on your shower if you want. You know, that filters out the water again.
You know what the best thing for you to do, for even the water coming out your house, is have you a pH kit. So you can check your balance of your water. That's what you need more than anything. So you can go ahead and determine what you need to do with your water. See what kind of filters you can, because you can't just go ahead and put a filter on this on the faucets and go ahead and say that's going to do it. You need to determine what's coming out of the faucet first.
Yes. I mean, so, I've got a water filter, but even I've got alkaline filter, a pH. But even when you do that, I mean, it doesn't mean that the water's going to be clean. It's just that, you know, the higher the alkaline in your water, the less chance of you catching a disease or something, you know.
Mm.
That's all that means. And even a man, even if we drink too much alkaline, we can get sick. Because your alkaline level, your blood should be at least 7.7, between 7 and 7.5. That's how much your blood should be. So, you know, you can overdrink alkaline. I was just drinking alkaline like an idiot. And the alkaline water that I was buying was like 9, pH of 9. And I kept on drinking that, and I was just sick. So you can go over with alkaline, you know. You can go over.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I think you can. I did water treatment in the military, and I used to always go ahead and we used to test the water all over the place, and it had me fearing a whole lot of stuff because I was like, ooh, it's one of those things that you stick with you for a long time.
I'll tell you a true story I just read this evening about an old movie, African Queen. Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn went out to Africa to film this movie for 6 months. The first 2 days, everybody got sick because
right.
they drank the water. The only reason
right.
Humphrey Bogart didn't get sick is all he drank was scotch.
Yeah. Everybody was getting malaria and other stuff from drinking the water.
Yeah, malaria didn't.
Yep. I read that while back.
And you know, you should be scared as well when you was in the army, because you know these devils, they'll poison their water supply. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, but I believe that a whole lot. And then you'll go ahead and get through. See, over here, They got like, what is it, every 25 years they release some information. Is that right, Ken?
Yeah, were you talking about the water treatment and water purification program?
Well, no. Well, I'm talking about the government just releasing information, period. Okay, the release of information.
Oh, yeah, well, they just admitted that about the levels of fluoride they've been dumping into our water systems has increased, and it wasn't exactly what they said it was in the original report.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, hey, look, they wait for all of these old cats to die off or get retired or almost dead. And then they want to go ahead and release that information. That was really amazing to me when you go ahead and you see the atrocities that been involved in, but you can't prosecute nobody at that point.
No.
A lot of them are dead or dead and gone. They do that on purpose.
Yeah.
And see, when they go ahead and they do these things, it's they covering it up from the beginning because they were warning people about the fluoride. I've been seeing that stuff. Just saying that they've been warning people about the fluoride for years.
Mm-hmm.
But also saying that, hey, look, fluoride is supposed to strengthen your teeth and all this other stuff, but it actually, you know, it breaks down the enamel in a lot of situations.
Yes.
So, you know, we got to go here and pay attention. I don't know how they do it in the UK, but
It's the same. They got the tap water laced with that stuff. You can even smell the water. And you smell it in the water. You know, they call it
Canada. Brother, what part of the UK are you from?
London. You know what we call
it? London?
London. Catford. You know what they call, brother, you know what they call tap water in this country? Cancer.
What do they call it?
Cancer pop.
Cancer
what? Wow.
Cancer pop. Shit. Oh shit. They got this thing over here, right? They call it fracking. You know what I'm talking about, Ken?
Yeah.
But they go ahead and break the, you know, they send these chemicals down there and they break the rocks and then release the gas. Well, it's amazing how a lot of these areas where they're doing that fracking stuff, and they're talking about natural gas, they need that natural gas and all that other shit. But
they're polluting the land and the water.
Yeah, they go to their natural water. They go to the tap in their house, go to the faucet, and this guy's going ahead and lighting a match to it. And it's just straight flames coming out of it with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of these little creeks, these little places that the water is the water is contaminated with a whole lot of stuff. They ain't got no fish in these areas. And I saw this thing right. Like when in the Gulf, when they had that oil leak in the Gulf, they were talking about how much, and I was seeing something on the news where it's still leaking. It's still leaking, and they were saying that, hey, look, it's parts over there in the Gulf of Mexico where they're like dead zone. Okay, it's like a cylinder all the way to the bottom to the bottom where with fish once they cross into that little area, they just die automatically. And these people saying that they can't explain why that's happening. And, I don't know why it's fucking happening because y'all got a whole lot of shit coming up through the water right there. Don't take a rocket scientist or some of these cats who they don't take a whole lot of brains to go ahead and figure that out. You know, y'all got a whole lot of shit in that water. So get your little test kit and go ahead and dip in the water and see what's going on.
So, man, that's recycled pee number two. That's shit. And periods, you know, that women have their when they're on their reds, their periods, they throw that tampon right in the drain, down the toilet, and all that gets recycled again, and all they do is add colors to get rid of the coloring, you know, and they got some sort of a bleach that clears the water. Yeah, and then it goes through a little. That's why they put the fluoride in it to kind of change the smell. You understand?
They got these recycling plants. They got these recycling places all over the place, and they recycle the water. Okay.
Yes.
And so even because I first seen it when I got onto a ship. Well, even some part of the stuff you about to flush down the toilet. they can go ahead and burn off some of it and fix it the way you can probably be showering and drinking again. But they really were not trying to do that so much. They were trying to use that, you know, have the water to go ahead and have that water that they were supposed to have been cleaning up to go ahead and cool off other things going on the boat. They do that now. But now they do part of it now. But now they perfected it a little bit more. They pretty much saying, hey, look, you can go ahead and drink it after they run it through this filtration system and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there a whole lot. And which I really don't see. I think that's some kind of, you know, even for me, I think that's some kind of technology that we should be going ahead definitely get into. I mean, everything. It's about us building our own nation and stuff like that. We need to look into that. We've got too many people relying on the government and the system to go ahead and help us.
But, bro, it can be done simple. That they could use ozone, and that's like, they could shock the water to clean it. You know, electricity. You could use electricity to purify the water. You can use stones. You know, where they got the all the water goes back to, they could just get big stones to filter the water through.
Let me again, that was part of my thing. It was water treatment.
Yes.
Okay. The certain type of stone you use. Let me show you one of the most simplest ways to go ahead and get you know, potable water that you can use. Okay, and you use charcoal, and you got to go ahead and burn up some wood till it's like charcoal where it can't go ahead and be used. But you have to use that wood, several layers of wood and cotton, some kind of cotton to absorb it, and pour the water through that and let it just naturally just drain off. You can pretty much drink it. It still kind of smells, but it's a lot safer on the system,
mm-hmm.
on your system, on the human body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't need as many chemicals with that, and that's one of the easiest ways. But some of them other chemicals actually go ahead and can drain off some of the other impurities. It still smells fishy, still smells, but you can use.
Mm-hmm. As I said, you know, we could use rocks, anything. I mean, if they really wanted to, they could clean up the water. But you know, it's all part of the. You know, us dying sooner than, you know.
These people who go ahead and polluting the place, and they know they're polluting it. They don't care. It's all about making money because they live thousands of miles away from what's going on.
Okay? I wouldn't even say it's about money so much because if you control money, right?
It is about money. I just explained you about the fracking thing here.
Resources and slaves. That's all these devils are about. Resources and slaves.
Okay, I give you that. Like I said, it's about money. You know, and the greedier they are, the happier they feel, and they don't care who they crush and get what they're gonna get.
Because what we gotta understand, brother, is that the money is just part of the system. You understand? Money is just part of the system. You see? They don't need money when they control the banks. They can get us to do anything they want for them if they pay us in their fake money. You see what I'm trying to say?
What do you say to the white man who says, "Hey, look, I'm not getting nothing. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I ain't do nothing." That's today's white dude going ahead and saying that. And the one that kills me, like, "Hey, well, I wasn't no slave owner." Remember that guy was saying, "Hey, look," or you and I was on that show, and the guy was saying, "Hey, his ancestors owned slaves." And I kept trying to tell him, "Hey, why did your people own slaves?" And this guy was trying to tell me that, but that was his ancestors that did that.
I went on the devil's broadcast. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. Go on, bro.
He said what he was doing was pretty much he was trying to go ahead and excuse him benefiting off what his ancestors did.
Yeah, and I've even got a better terminology for it as well. Because yesterday I went on a racist broadcast and I was debating with these devils, you know, how I normally do at night, Chef. And I went on there and I said, look, if my dad killed your dad, wouldn't you at least expect him? Because they're saying that, why should they be apologizing for something that went on so long ago and something that their forefather, their ancestor did? I said, so hang on. if my brother, if my father raped your mom and killed your dad, wouldn't you at least want an apology from me?
Mm-hmm.
You still want? You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And they couldn't say anything to that. They understood what I was, what I meant then.
Mm.
You see?
Right, right. I get that. I get that. But they, but you got silence from that. What was the response?
Well, they said they can dig what I'm saying. They could understand what I was trying to say to them now, more better. But because it was an ancestor, you know, they still want to hold up that. But I didn't get to penetrate them more. But they were starting to have more of an understanding when I broke it down to them like that. You know, and especially when you know that if I went into other realms, you know, especially when you know that that's the reason why you're in the shit that you're in, because you never had a father to guide you, you know. Especially when you know that that is the contribute is the reason why our people are in this, the situation they're in, because of what their father did to our fathers. You see? By stripping them, and then we grew up in this society, they're grown to see us as a minority because of that.
And here's something else. Here's something else. The way they've grown up, okay, and you can't tell me that it's not taught in their house, okay, that black folks are inferior to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that it's not done like that, because some of them go ahead and get out and they see that, hey, okay, well, my parents was wrong. And a lot of us can go ahead and see that, hey, look, the stuff that your parents was saying, some of that stuff, you're like, okay, well, I can use that in life. And then you go down in life and be like, okay, well, that didn't make no damn sense. But some of these cats go ahead and know that, and they just still go ahead and keep benefiting off what their parents and grandparents and so on have done to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Raping, robbing, pillaging. And they felt that was pretty much the way to go ahead and do things. And I get really sick when I go ahead and hear individuals, especially these white cats out here that's going ahead and trying to go ahead and tell me that, I believe I heard it on your show, they try to go ahead and justify that old slavery thing and saying that, hey, look, we need to go ahead and tame these savages. That don't make no goddamn sense to me when you go ahead and look at the earliest forms of education. The earliest forms of education was coming out of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything you got came from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these people want to go ahead and identify with that. It's like, oh, the white man did everything. White man did all this shit. They've been the biggest thieves on the goddamn planet, the biggest murderers.
Biggest
murderers, you know, and they're still murdering today.
There's no doubt.
Like I was trying to mention earlier, I was sitting here just going ahead and gathering my thoughts, was this whole lie about this global terrorist thing. It's just, to me, I it's like, man, when you people going to fucking wake up? You're never going to go ahead and catch these so-called terrorists. You're never going to go ahead and stop it.
Because they are the terrorists.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, and it seems that when you go ahead and you look up, if you look up and go ahead, if you do the math, and you go ahead for every damn bullet they shoot off, somebody's making money.
Of course.
So the ones who want to go ahead and sell the bullets and the bombs, they're lobbying for more wars.
But
and I kept saying, I always say, if you want to go ahead and fight somebody, you should be the first motherfucker out there in front and bring your son. Bring your daughter. And if your bitch ass wife, she talking shit, you bring that bitch to.
When we kill each other, they make money. They make money from the prison complex when they go and catch that the person who killed the brother or sister. You know, they make money off that because they go and put that person to work in the prison complex.
But you know what? Here's one even worse than that. If they go ahead and they got a murder, okay, and they go ahead and they arrest somebody, not necessarily the person who actually committed the crime, they're going to make money by going ahead and falsely imprisoning somebody. They're going to go ahead and keep that person in jail. And over here, the system is over here, it's supposed to be you're innocent to proven guilty. So if I'm innocent to proven guilty, why you keep me in jail so fucking long? Okay? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to keep me in jail before I even go to trial? Oh, because I'm poor. And you got a system where I'm supposed to go ahead and have a public defender. Somebody's supposed to go ahead and represent me. This guy is usually buddy-buddy with the prosecutor, buddy-buddy with the judge. They all friends. They may have been in college together, may have been in law school together. But they don't really give a shit. They don't give a motherfucker. They don't give a damn. They going to go ahead and get paid regardless whether you go ahead and go to jail or not.
Of course.
That's the sad part.
Of course. The devil will be the devil will be the devil will be the goddamn devil, brothers. You know, that's what they're here to do. You know.
And you know, and I don't know how, I just don't know where it got. I really would go ahead and like to go ahead and see where it got to that point where it's like, okay, well, we are the ones that we have to take over and be in charge.
Yes.
Who gave you that sense of superiority to so many others, that you're better than everybody? But when you go ahead and look how your society has benefited is after you went and stole something from somebody and massacred the people that were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
well, you understand, they lift up those people, the people who done wickedness. Now, I go to Kent to train, you know, boxing, right? And, like, when I'm there, they've got a hospital called the John Hawkins Hospital. This man was the same man that enslaved our people, that went into Africa from Britain and was running slave ships, you know, for the in the Triangle. I can't remember the name now. In the you know, from, he was going to Africa, transporting slaves to the Caribbean and America.
That little area, it's on the west coast, like it includes the Congo and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
I don't remember that. I don't remember the name of it either.
They lift these wicked men. They lift them up and keep them in high regard.
Mm-hmm. We don't have. See, our biggest problem.
They give Christopher Columbus a day. This man was an enemy to us.
You know, one of our biggest problems I see today is the this media apparatus. A lot of the things that we use and stuff. We don't have a lot of opposition. We don't have nobody go ahead and give balance to what's going on. And when you got somebody out here, they got, you know, it's their technology. And we try to go ahead and use that to go ahead and bring balance and go ahead and bring, you know, opposition to what they're saying and pretty much trying to bring the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They got somebody else with a bigger bullhorn. Go ahead and say, oh, no, them niggas are lying. Here, come over, look at this old shiny shit over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what you need to be having. This is how you need to go ahead and conduct your life. Like I think I said on your show the other night where I was at the studio. And these young brothers was talking about, you know, I'm diamond. I was like, my goodness, man, look at this moron. And all of that little bullshit show, man, they was jumping around on stage, man. I just had to go and stand outside, man. I had to go stand outside because I couldn't see that shit no more, man. These guys are going here, going find diamonds and everything and all that other shit, man. I'm like, look at these fuckers. You done went bought this from some Jew, some white dude, who went and stole the shit from Africa. But not only just stole it, they killed a whole lot of people in the process. Mm-hmm. I was listening to an individual talking about how working in the diamond mines. This brother had worked in the diamond mines. He said, man, when you go down in the mines, not so much like when they do some of that panning shit, when they go into the mines, when you come up, man, they give you the treatment. They got somebody that's going here checking your ears, your mouth, your ass, under your nuts. They go here, in some cases, they'll make you go ahead and shit into a bucket. What the fuck? That's crazy. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Yeah, and we don't see all this old stuff, man. That's because we're bombarded by ridiculousness. What is it's a new show coming on now. Something about, it's a reality show dealing with the husband. And all I heard on the radio today was how people want to go ahead and check it out and see that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that man who's got all 13 kids with 11 different baby mothers, and Don Corleone was saying, well, that shit gotta stay. You know, that's an evil woman. Now, this is the thing now. These programs just strengthen the stereotype. Now, that just makes her look bad, because now, when she's walking with her children, this is the thing. I saw Oprah, she had a program a few years back, right? And they were dealing with stereotypes. They saw a woman who had 3 kids. She was by herself, just pushing the pram and her 2 children by the sides of her. They thought her husband was, you know, in his car waiting for her, you know, not seeing no husband around, but they thought the husband was close by. They saw the black woman with her 3 children. What did they think? Absentee father. They assumed that she had different baby fathers without even looking at the children properly to say that. Because obviously, if you look at the children and they look very similar, you ain't going to really come to that conclusion. Do you understand?
Right, right.
If the children look very similar, but the children look very off in looks, respectively, in comparison with each other, I would think then, you know, they were probably had by different fathers. I could then think that. But without even seeing anything or looking at the children properly, they assumed that this woman was by herself, growing up 3 kids by herself.
You know, that stereotype is everywhere. To automatically think that the sister is going ahead just being the local dump off spot, the local, you know, sperm collection bank, you know, it's amazing how that is so much in our neighborhoods and in our areas that people seem to think that. And then when you go ahead and if you look at, I've been seeing some white chicks who got babies, got a whole bunch of different guys. But you never go here. You don't hear too much about them.
Is your other brother on the line?
That brother dropped off. He was having some issues with his phone.
Okay, go on, brother.
I really think that establishing some kind of media apparatus is well overdue for us, man. You got Oprah and her network, and I haven't really checked it out. I don't really, because I haven't heard anything said that, hey, look, she's going to have a full news crew given what's going on. She feeds into the bullshit herself. I think she's kind of, if she got this, the Oprah Winfrey network, why has she got the, you know, that old thing where BET used to was give the real news? They was giving some real news. Why did she go ahead and pick up that ball and keep on go ahead and running with that?
Well, we gotta understand that Oprah Winfrey at the end of the day is a ass nigga, born paid for by the devil. I mean, I had that argument with Don Corleone on a broadcast once when I was saying that she's a house nigga and that, and then they were jumping on me. Saying that, and I was saying Michael Johnson, Magic Johnson was a house nigger as well, and they weren't having that neither. But you know, at the end of the day, these people they confess that they're trying to do something, but they ain't doing nothing, man.
They've
got so much money, they could change. They could start off one project at a time. She has enough money to uplift. Maybe.
Okay, wait, hold on. But let me tell you Dawn's argument, okay, because I've had that discussion with her before. Let me tell you her argument. Well, they made their money. They ain't supposed to get their money away. They done made their money, and they done profiting profiting off the pain of black folks. Go ahead, ignoring where they came from. Then I try to tell them they need to get back.
When they're ready and someone says, well, you don't know what I've been through, Oprah, I came from the mean streets of wherever. You understand? But she ain't helping them. Like the rappers, they should give a little back. Like I was doing a broadcast on the comedians, and I'm saying they should give something back. Because if black folk are the butt of their joke, right, the least they could do is help a brother
out. But, you know, this is, it's like I kind of heard something from one person defending what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
This other sister was defending Whoopi Goldberg. She was like, she said, you just don't know how much money Whoopi Goldberg give away. I don't know how much money she give away. And why don't you tell her?
What, to charity?
To
the charities. That don't count as, that don't mean shit, man. Because you people know our money ain't going to the right place.
That don't mean, because
she ain't a complete fool.
Check it
she
out.
She knows
it's
what I'm
tax, it's
see,
for tax
this
break.
Is the
it ain't
the
because...
Thing, brother.
It is for tax breaks. It ain't so much that they care about what's going on. That's so they can go ahead, their accountant go ahead and see, go ahead and giving them tax breaks, helping them with the tax loopholes. That's basically what that is. That's the bottom line. Because if they really, really would, and then they get out here and start complaining and all this other shit. If they really want to go do something, they go ahead and do it in mass, get together. But you see them, these black entertainers. You know, they go ahead and they jump onto this other issue like this with this Hurricane Sandy here. They've been part of the benefit concerts for these concerts to benefit the people over there on the East Coast. I'm like, man, we need that shit every motherfucking week. But you ain't jumping on none of that. None of that. They turn their backs on that kind of shit.
But you got to understand, which, this is why I said yesterday, is it harder to trick the black man now than in the plantation? Now, on the plantation, they would beat their new teeth. If we got their new trickery wrong, they would just beat it into us. Now, we think that anyone who talks black, right, is for us, when that ain't the truth.
That ain't the truth.
We should be judging niggas on their actions. I mean, niggas... We would have thought this guy's a house nigga, but he was helping, the white man thought he was a house nigga, but he's helping blacks quietly, under his nose. He's feeding blacks, the Uncle Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, the little bit that I know, I never seen the movie, and some people broke that down because I was one of the ones. That's why I don't use that Uncle Tom term.
No, I don't use that.
I think we use it. I think a lot of us is using that in the wrong sense. Because, yeah, you know, if you go ahead and really look at and explore this Uncle Tom character, he was actually, you know, the enemy of the white folks. Because he was coming back, you know, going here and playing a little game, but going here and coming back and teaching blacks.
Exactly. And
so, you know, when you
really
point out,
he did it for to gain the devil's trust.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Because he would help the people. He would help his people, but he would make it look as though he was pimping. He was just playing the fool to catch the wise, really.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even Master missed him when he went, Uncle Tom.
Because
the slaves would listen to him, but he weren't trying to get the slaves killed or anything. Sometimes when a brother would run away, he knew that he would say, look, they're going to kill your family in them way there. So, you know, like, be careful with what you're doing. I know what's going to happen to me. You understand? Sometimes Uncle Tom just stayed behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them the route, how to get out, because Uncle Tom got to go. He got to leave the plantation, you know, with the devil. So he would map out the routes to go. Make sure you go east, or make sure you go west or north. You understand? Make man know where to go.
You know what? I think that should go ahead and be you and I should go ahead and do back to back shows on that, man. We need more Uncle Toms, and watch how many fools come to the show. Go ahead and talking shit.
It's true, but that's just miseducation. You understand? And Sister X scares everyone off anyway. So I'm gonna be debating one Muslim this week, this Saturday. So you're gonna be enjoyable. We're gonna be debating is the Quran the word of the God?
Oh really? When
yeah.
you gonna do that?
Saturday, Bashir. You know from Bash and Smash?
Okay. Okay. Tell me about it, man, because I don't think I can make that show.
Well, but the next day we're going to have a discussion. And I told him that, you know, the sisters want to ask you questions. So we're going to have an open discussion the next, on Sunday as well. So I can get the sisters in. And I told him to bring your sisters with you. And he's him, yeah, he's got sisters that will shut down Sister X. That's going to be funny.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he said he's got sisters for, ready for Sister X. I said, that's good. I said, that's good.
Wow.
So he's going to have his backup. I told him I want him to have his friends there. I don't want you to be by yourself because these sisters are going to throw fire, throw everything at you. You understand? I know that. The Sister X wants to, and I'm going to bring one white. You know that white brother, that Mr. Midnight? He's going to come and I'm going to get him to he wants to debate Sister X, and Sister X wants to debate him, and he's down for debating Sister X. But I'm not going to step in. I'm just going to let her do her thing. But I'm going to tell her keep it without cussing. And I told him to bring one of his white devil friends with him, one that he thinks is educated and has got a knowledge. You understand? Not because he's got one racist one that he'll just upset people.
Yeah.
So I said, don't bring him. Bring someone who's educated, or if you're going to bring him, make him know to keep the profanity and the racial terms out of it. You know, only unless, you know, I don't want to hear him bashing, you know, disrespect his racism about Sister X. You know, White Mike would be good. White Mike chat some of the most shit.
But he don't, you know, he don't come out of his little, this comfort zone.
He'll get eaten up.
That's the first time I ever heard that character, man.
I only heard him from Reese. He don't come out. I don't even want to invite him to my broadcast. Because he's too strong in his bullshit, man. He ain't hearing nothing. And everything the next day, you know, when I heard the show, the broadcast the next day. And White Folk was ashamed with what Mike was chatting. They said that he must be some sort of comedian. Because they knew that he was bullshitting. Only Reese wanted it to be true.
That's some self-hatred there, that Reese character, man.
Reese is a fucking idiot, man. And I'm gonna go there and mess up his dick party there on that in his podcast. But I'm waiting before I do that. Cause this woman, they interviewed that woman, you know, Sabrina Lamb, the one who got the thingy bob band stopped. The shorty low, the one with the lots of wives and kids all over the place. She went on there last week, and White Mike was trying to interrogate her, but quickly a black man came on. Like he was in he helps Sabrina Lamb with the campaign, and just said, look man, I don't like the way this is going, because you know. And you know what? You should have seen. I feel that you should have seen how quick Reese started to turn black again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, you're supposed to send me some information so I can come check those out.
He said that he supports what Sabrina Lamb was dealing with in the end. But then you know you had one coon ass nigga on there who said, "Oh, why can't we listen watch it? It's life, that's how it is." And then his white woman said, "Oh, that's bullshit. We should get to see it." And rare. I was feeling, bro, I wish I was there, because I would have had to. That would have been my cue to come in and just, you know, tear them up. Because me, Iron Man, I will come in. I'd rather debate when I hear you chatting shit. I like to break up shows when I hear something I don't like, so that I can stand on the right ground, rather than me standing on, I just want an argument. Do you understand?
I get you.
I want to hear you say something that I can, you know, I want to be fighting strong and right and strong, you understand?
I get rather you.
Than just attack her for nothing. You understand?
I get you. Let me bring this other call in. 314, your line is open. 314-381.
Hey, what's going on? What, Supreme, what did you run off for, man? You acting like you got the Stockholm Syndrome. You got the Stockholm Syndrome, man. Man, what's going on with you?
Listen, that sister was, you know, Chef Rob's broadcast is on, and I have to support Chef Rob first, you know. So when I know that
Chef has a nice looking cake in there on his screen, look like a carrot cake to me.
He wants us to, man. You're working in the advertisements, McDonald's and all that, man, with these food ones. Every time I listen to Chef Rob's, right, I always want something to eat.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know what I fixed me the other day? I fixed a nice seafood soup, man.
Oh, yeah. What did you use?
Shrimp, crab, some lobster. I went to the Chinese market. They got a big old fish market, man. Some scallops. I took some Irish, some red potatoes, and diced them up and chopped them up.
Mm.
And I didn't want to get no fellas. I was going to put some mackerel in there, but I really didn't. I'm glad I didn't. And took some vegetable bouillon. Man, you talking about something that was good. The thing I like about soup, you can drink as much soup as you want to. You won't put on no weight. It's just like drinking water.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Pianchi, I'm glad you're here. Let me ask you a question. You ever heard of Wadu?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a representative on my show on Thursday. I'd like for you to go ahead and come in and go ahead and listen to what this
What's
his
name?
It's a sister.
Well, this
her
is a guy named.
Go ahead.
This is a guy named Rath. Rath something. You don't want. He's got a pretty bad reputation.
Oh, no. This.
Mean Wadu out of New York?
Yeah. She moved here to Chicago.
Yeah, that was an outfit that was trying to do that African Union thing.
Right. They're working here in Chicago, and I like a lot of the stuff they say.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. And what's the guy's name? Horn? Mr. Horn?
Mr. Horn. I don't know the leadership of them.
So you got to contact Conrad Worrell. He'll tell you about him.
Mm.
He's there in Chicago. National
What's his
Black
name again?
Front. Conrad Worrell. He used to be a professor there at Northeastern University there off of 39th Street.
The University of Chicago?
No, not the University of Chicago. Northeastern University.
Oh, on 39th Street. That should be is that Illinois Tech? The Technical Institute? I didn't go to college here. I went on the West Coast, so I don't know a lot of schools here.
Oh, okay.
So I went to college on the West Coast. But this sister's going to go ahead and be on my show tomorrow. I mean, on Thursday. And she's going to go ahead and explain some stuff. So I like what she's saying because I've been to a few meetings, and I enjoyed
it. After you?
Well, the World African Diaspora Union.
Well, you need to come as well on that day. You need to come to Carbon Radio because we're discussing tomorrow. What we're discussing tomorrow? We're discussing why black folk don't support black businesses, or should black folk support black businesses?
Now, Mr. Pianchi, what do you think about that?
Man, I don't just about gave up on black folks.
Oh, my God.
I know
goodness.
That. You gave up years ago.
Well, I tell you what, that's probably why I've lived a little longer.
That's right. That's right. I ain't going to deny that, neither. I'm sure if I hit 60 or 50 and black folks still ain't got their bootstraps up, I mean, ain't got up, you know, ain't going to get up and do anything, then, you know, I'll give up as well. You know, I'm still young, still, so I don't know.
No,
why
I just use a different tactic. I use a different tactic and work with other people. I hear these arguments people be posing that I heard 30 years ago.
Really?
You know, it's remarkable that they still must have them books around. I thought them books probably would have faded away by now. Apparently somebody's getting their hands on them, coming up with these crazy ideas. I ain't going to say crazy, but the idea never went no place.
Have you ever been to Legacy of a Nation?
Oh, I mess with them all the time.
Yeah, he goes over there. Yeah, he goes over there. With, what's his name, Ramsey? You know, he had another guy on the show. They got really mad at me and kicked me out of there one time.
I heard Sister X going at them on Monday. Was it Monday or Sunday? You know? I heard her going at them this week. It was funny as well. She said, "You old guys, you guys ain't doing nothing." And Ray. She just got enough of them, man. You know how Sister X gets down.
That's good.
I know that you're scared of Sister X, though, Pianki, man. You're scared to come there because of the female energy. I'm glad that brother Rob manned up. You know, I'm going to do a broadcast on why does the black woman, right? It's going to be a heated debate. And I'm gonna say, I'm gonna do a broadcast on why does the black woman keep on blaming the keep on putting down the black man? You understand?
That's
gonna be a heated debate. Huh?
In America, and I don't know about the UK. In America, that's a phenomenon that's strictly. That's why I come out and marry no African American women.
Listen, man, black women in the UK copy black American women as well, man. Everything that comes out of your country, right, comes straight. All your shit that happens in black America comes straight back to black UK, black France, black Africa. Listen, when you see those little kids with their guns posing around in their with their AKs and their machines, you won't fight. You'll hear them listening to some America gangster music, some Tupac, some Biggie. You understand?
Well, you guys got MK6 and James Bond.
No one ain't following them, as you know. You know, everywhere, wherever you get crime and black P niggas, you always find some hip hop. You understand?
You sure about that?
Of course, man. Wherever you find niggas and crime, you're always gonna find hip hop. Always.
So what was it? Well, okay, so it was crime. Years back, I'd say let's go back. I think rap music go back maybe like 30-40 years. Okay, so what were they doing like 50?
They used to blame blues. They used to bring a lot of stuff on the blues. No, not blues, rock and roll. I'm sorry, rock
blues
and roll.
And jazz.
Well, not jazz, blues to a lesser extent, but rock and roll, man, they really didn't like that back then days.
I'm saying the modern day black criminal, you're gonna find some hip hop, you know. And that's the time, you know. I hear Cameron and all these guys rap, you know, these American degenerate rappers, and they're actually teaching you how to make money on the streets, how to cook up your drugs, your cocaine. You know, they're teaching you these things within the music. They say that it's just life commentary, but you know. It's definitely influencing our children, and some of these guys, they have been talking the same gangster shit for 10 years, and they've got enough money where they don't even need to talk all this nonsense.
Well, some of them get their money and just kind of fade out, like Lil Wayne.
He's
what?
Fading out.
He's still in there, punching.
Yeah. He's still a hot commodity. He's still popular. With his tight pants wearing ass and
who's still popular? Who's still popular?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, of course. But they've given him the game. He's not even, you know, they've given him the game. He's degenerate as
F. So Lil Wayne got the Beatles.
The Beatles
are
popular over there, man.
The Beatles? What about the Beatles?
What'd you say, Pianchi? They got the Beatles.
They got the Beatles over there.
Where, in the UK?
Did the Beatles do a song about Leeds? I thought the Beatles done a song. I thought they done a song about
Leeds. You were doing criminality. They listen to hip hop. White folks want to be black out here. I know they do that in America as well. It's because of the hip hop. You got white folks wearing their trousers. They go too far with it. It's right up to their knee.
White folks in England?
Yeah.
Sag all the way down to their knees, huh?
To their knee. They got their trousers up.
Take
their
pictures
knee.
Of that.
I don't want to see that. I can't stand to see no. I don't want to see no pictures of that. Why are you going to take some pictures of that?
We ain't never seen it before around here.
I don't want to see it. I see it enough over here and see some. No, that's enough for me. That's some vomit action there. I couldn't go ahead and deal with that too much.
Yeah, I was coming out of my daughter's house tonight. Some damn deer down there ran over my car.
A what?
Herd of deer.
Oh, man. I got there not too far from here. One night I came home, right? And I came in my driveway. And in my driveway, the garage is always in the back of the house, the structure, the building where I live. It's like close to the street. So the garage is in the back and got a long driveway. And when I looked in my yard, I was like, what is that? You know, who's somebody's dog? As I got closer, I was like, hell no, there ain't no dog. That thing too big. That thing looked at me, that deer looked at me and walked over, and like took a few steps over toward the fence. And the fence is about six feet with some hedges. That thing cleared them hedges, man, and didn't make a sound. Went to the next yard, jumped right over. Scared the shit out of me. They all over. All right, brothers, I'm going to wrap this up. Brother Pianchi.
Yeah.
I want you to go ahead and be here on Thursday night, man. This should be powerful on Thursday night. Man, I want to go ahead. I like what I was hearing with the Wagyu people.
Send me a text message.
I'll send you some messages, brother. You, brother.
All right.
Yes, brother. And Pianchi, feel free, brother. You know, the sisters ain't going to kill you out there, you know.
That's supposed to be blowing. That's supposed to be snorting fire, man.
Don't let her hear you say that. I won't tell her.
All right, brothers. That's my show.
All right, I'll see you later.
I'll see you on Thursday. Be here. This is going to be much, 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 much powerful because I like the information I was hearing from them, and I do support them.
Okay,
thanks for showing up. Night.
I need bless you, brother.